Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From what I understand, this is one of the nicest guys in all of Major League Baseball.
Certainly the biggest heart.
Not talking about you either, Tony.
No, you're
right up there.
I knew you weren't talking about me.
No, you're right up there. But we're hanging on Gio Gonzalez, who's going to start game one of the NLCS. You know, he didn't even pitch at all, right? Against the Rockies.
No, I don't recall. See, I saw him in the bullpen
warming
a couple times.
Yeah. Once, yeah, but he's going to make the start tomorrow night for the Brewers against the Dodgers, game one of the NLCS, and he joins us here on the Spectrum Business Hotline, 97.3 The Fan. Gio, thanks so much for joining us. Let me just ahead of time say best of luck tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Where were you? What was the situation when you found out you were getting the start? Because, I mean, it's been held in secret for the rest of us. Maybe you knew a little while ago.
Yeah. It was just one of those situations. I was in the outfield. Counts came up to me, and I guess that was it.
That's it.
Conversation, and then here you go. You're ready to go.
Gio, it's been a lot made of the way that the Brewers and Counts has decided to use the bullpen. You coming from an organization more traditional, you know, where the starter is going 6, 7, and 8 in you guys' case at that point, has it been a little bit of an adjustment from you since joining leaving Washington and coming to Milwaukee?
First off, Tony, learn how to say what's up first to your boy. All right?
I'm sorry, Gio.
Don't
what's
get
up, Gio?
With me right now. That's exactly it. I've known you for quite a few years. Come on now.
I was just telling these guys that you have the biggest heart that I know of in all of baseball.
He did say very nice things.
Now.
He did.
Come on now. All right now. Now tell him the truth. Now tell him the truth.
That is the truth.
On another note, yeah, it was nice to come over here. It was very nice. I you know, my heart, you know, I give it all to Washington for giving me an opportunity, you know, giving me such a great life, you know, beautiful family, you know, got to meet yourself. I got to meet you in that organization. So a lot of positive from there. But Milwaukee, man, what a change of scenery. It was just a boost of energy. The guys here were ecstatic, as was I. I mean, it was just, you know, it was a good way. It was a good send off. You know, Riz thought of me, and also in exchange, the Brewers did. So it was nice to be again. I'm talking to you guys now, October 11th. And we're here in the postseason.
Pretty sweet. Gio Gonzalez is with us. Makes a start tomorrow for the Brewers against the L.A. Dodgers. I know you got a lot of people in San Diego rooting for you. Guaranteed. Because once the Padres are out of it, it's like, beat the Dodgers. Right. So you'll have a lot of people. Isn't it interesting, though, how the world works out? Because you started the season with a Washington team that a lot of
Correct.
People thought might go to the World Series. But things didn't really work out for them. And now you're on a Milwaukee team that has a chance to go to the World Series. It's just weird. I mean, you would have never expected that.
Some way, somehow, it was just finding a way to get in there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just, for me, it's like I said, I wish, you know, I would have contributed as much as I can for Washington, and it would have been a different, you know, scenario. But this, for me, it's awesome. I mean, these guys could have literally done it without me, and they found the way to fit me in there and made me a part of something extraordinary and something awesome. So for me, this is my first time too. So I'm enjoying every bit of it. You know, they're doing the same thing. A bunch of young guys there that are enjoying it for the first time. And I feel like a little kid here in a candy store, just trying to participate in any way possible.
My man Gio Gonzalez joins us here.
By the way, he's 33. You are a little kid. Don't kid yourself.
Hey, we know damn well in baseball they say the 33.
That's the truth.
Way up there now.
Yeah, 33 is an old man in baseball terms.
Maybe so.
I remember 22 years young. Those are beautiful glory days. Oakland had me 22 years young.
Gio Gonzalez. Right. Gio Gonzalez joins us on the Spectrum Business Hotline here on 97.3 The Fan. Gio, you talked a little bit about coming in from Washington and inserting yourself in here on this Milwaukee Brewers ball club. What did you see your role being when they made the trade? You walk into the clubhouse. I know most guys come into a new team, they just want to fit in and contribute. That how easy was that for you to just step in and just be one of the guys?
Well, that's exactly it. You nailed it right on the head, Tony. It was just trying to fit in. I mean, I didn't want to be anywhere near being the person to rock the boat. You know, these guys were sailing right into the sunset, man. These guys were doing great. And, you know, I didn't want to be the one to cause any ruckus or trouble. You know, I told Counts, I go, whatever style you need me in the pitching department, I'm your guy. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to argue on what you want to do and how you want to pitch us. You know, hey, if this literally gives us a chance to get where we need to get to, let's do it. And I that's exactly all I kept thinking about was, you know what, let's just get us as far as they need me. And again, I mean, you guys seen it. How's our bullpen? It's unreal.
Yeah.
It's one of the best bullpens I've ever seen in baseball.
I can't argue, and neither can anybody in Colorado after what you guys did to them. Gio Gonzalez is with us. All right, without giving away your game plan tomorrow night, what's your game plan tomorrow night against the Dodgers? I mean, that's a tough lineup strikes, no matter how you look at it.
Strikes and try to get outs. Is that not? I think that sums it up. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
They're, it's exactly it. I mean, the style they do, they have two different lineups the way they want it, and, you know, my thing is just try to pitch the lineup they put out there and try to get outs, you know, get us as deep in the game as possible. And, you know, and again, like I said, we have one of the most reliable, one of the most dominant bullpens in baseball. So it's almost just pitch carefree as don't think too much and go out there and make out.
Gio, you've been surrounded really by some unbelievable offensive talent in the last couple years. You move over to the Milwaukee Brewers, and it's really no different. You have probably the National League MVP, in my opinion, in Christian Yelich. You have a guy like Lowe Kane on that team. Talk a little bit about those two guys and not only what they do on the field, but their leadership in the clubhouse.
Well, I mean, that's the thing right there, Tony. It doesn't stop with them, though. I mean, Lowe Kane is unreal. He's a great leadoff hitter. You know, Christian's number two hitter, and in my opinion, MVP, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have Augie, you have T-Shaw, you have Eric Kratz. Come on.
Yeah.
He's not getting all the credit in the world. That guy,
no, he's my favorite player. I like any old guy who gets four hits in a game. So he's got a lot of fans out there.
You know, Kratzy, Orlando, Arcia, he's been unreal. Even guys in the bench, Domingo Santana, HP. I mean, everyone in this lineup has been lights out, and I mean, it's tough to pitch this lineup. It's you got your top four or five. You're looking at 30 home runs apiece around there. I mean, Lowe Kane is just a guy who's just on base
all the time.
It's to the next guy. You know, every time you look at that lineup, it's not easy. It's just a constant reminder that, you know, not one of these guys are going to give themselves up. You know, and it just, even Manny Pena, the, you know, our other catcher, you know, everyone's playing a huge role in what's going on. And I mean, that's what I think makes it easier for both sides, pitching and offense. You know, just what they're looking at is get them a couple runs. Get them a couple runs and then get these guys. But then again, it's a lot easier said than done. I'm not going to talk like it's the easiest thing in the world, but that's the way they're thinking. It's, hey, keep chipping away. Give them a fight. Don't give it out. Don't give it up like this. So, it's nice to see that kind of competitiveness and that dog in every one of them.
You know, I like the sound of this. I like the sound of this. I like the sound of this. Gio Gonzalez, the Milwaukee Brewers and Dodgers start tomorrow night. If I can sneak in one quick question, we got to let you go. But
sure.
Steven Strasburg was a hero here in San Diego to a lot of people. You were his teammate for a long time in Washington. Just tell us a little bit about that relationship. Did you enjoy hanging out with Steven? What kind of pro did he turn into being?
Steven Strasburg is definitely my best friend in baseball. He is definitely a hero to my family, to me. You know, I consider him a brother. You know, he was incredible. He accepted me with open arms. You know, just to be a part of that. It was Strasburg, Jordan Zimmerman. You know, these guys were brothers to me. They accepted me as a family member. And to me, Strasburg is the number one. I mean, Tony, you're up there too, baby.
Appreciate you, Gio. You know,
Strass was definitely, to me, iconic, a brother to me, and I love that guy to death. I love his family. His he was by far one of my best teammates I've ever had.
His dad's a cool guy, huh?
Unbelievable.
I love his dad.
Every
I used
time
to
he showed up, come into the clubhouse. It was a man that I used to always embarrass Strauss like that. Just tell his dad, hey, you got to come in. We got to get you strapped up in uniform.
Oh, that that definitely embarrassed Strauss. He don't like that kind of attention.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't like that. He didn't like that. But it was one of the cool things about Strauss. You know, he was always he's just so smart, and he's got this personality, and you gotta go through some layers to Strauss before you get to really know who Steven Strasburg is.
Yep.
And that's what I loved about him. It wasn't always inviting. It was first you gotta respect the boundaries, and then from there on, if you can interact with him a little bit, he's just the best guy in all of baseball, in my opinion.
Gio, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Do me a favor when you hang up this What's phone up? And you go back into that clubhouse, if you're still around the clubhouse, make sure you tell my guy Eddie Cedar I said hello.
Oh, I definitely let Eddie know. He's the man.
He is
Eddie.
The man. Hey, Gio,
he's got a song for every time he sees me.
I'm sure he does. Yeah, Gio, thanks again for coming on, brother. Me and you will talk soon for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks again, guys. Thanks for having me, and it was always a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Very, very nice.
Good luck tomorrow, brother.
Good luck tomorrow. Gio Gonzalez right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.